We're back. You've had the good sense to tune in to 90.3 FM KDVS, and we're going to round out today's show, a back from vacation show, by talking a little bit about my trip to the Caribbean. People do travel. People should travel. I recommend heartily to you to get out of the U.S. I was quite surprised to see that in a place that you'd think of as, you know, you'd think Americans would regard the Eastern Caribbean as a safe destination, and yet tourism was clearly far off the usual mark on all these islands I went to. Now, Trinidad and Tobago is an independent nation. The large island of Trinidad off the Venezuelan coast has quite a substantial East Indian population, and the British government issued a warning to its citizens to steer clear of Trinidad because of the possibility of, Islamic-inspired violence. But, in Tobago, which is the smaller island, part of the two-island nation of Trinidad and Tobago, people seemed very, disturbed by this, probably unnecessary warning by the British government, and tourism certainly was not up to snuff. Unfortunately, this did not translate anywhere into lowered prices. It is important to get a different look at the world, to go see how things are done differently in various places, and unless you have a really compelling reason not to do so, I just think you should. Now, travel isn't for everybody, and I don't necessarily want to have every American going abroad representing this culture. But assuming you're not the kind of guy that throws his beer cans out the back of his pickup while tooling down the highway at 80 miles an hour, or the sort of person that, refers to people of other ethnicities as ragheads, towelheads, wogs, whatever, if you're not that sort of person, then, please consider broadening your horizons. Now, about 15 years ago, after completing medical school and residency and going out in the real world and working for a while and setting out to pay off all my debts, I vowed to put things in storage and take off for many months, which I did. I think it was the best thing that I ever did. And any of you students out there, I would certainly pencil that in among your lifetime plans is something you really ought to consider doing. The world is a different place now than it was 15 years ago. With cyber cafes everywhere and electronic communications, it's harder to get away. And I don't know that that's necessarily a good thing. When I went to Puerto Rico and was driving around in a rental car, I expected that when I turned on my cell phone that it would still work, and it did. But I was quite startled to find that even on these small islands of Antigua, Dominica, even Tobago down near Venezuela, the cell phone works fine. It's a little strange, actually, to be that well connected to the U.S. Now, as far as the Caribbean goes, I've been to Yucatan, Mexico. I've been to Cuba, which are quite different. I didn't really know what to expect. I thought that Puerto Rico would be basically American, but I got to tell you, Puerto Rico, I hate to say, is not my favorite travel destination. It was a Spanish colony for three centuries and has been American since, I guess, the Spanish-American War in 1898. It seems to combine the worst of Latin inefficiency with American corporate culture. The island has something approaching 4 million people. San Juan has, I believe, 1.6 million people. It's quite a large city, and just seemed to lack a lot of charm to me. So after renting a car and driving around San Juan in the mid to late evening, I decided, looking at a map, to go to a more quiet tourist destination, Loquillo, which is a town located about 30 miles east of the capital. So after being frustrated again and again and again by the traffic situation, finding it impossible to turn around and go east when I was going west, I don't know why this was so difficult, But I finally managed to work my way along the coast out to Loquillo, giving up finally and driving through town. It was just like, I know this road will get me there. I took it. Arrived there tired and late after a long day of flying across the North American continent and down into the Caribbean. Got there because I'd read in the tourist books that, you know, it was a pleasant little town near the rainforest where people go to hang out on the beach. It seems like a straightforward proposition. You pull into town, you find a hotel. What should be so difficult about that? Well, I was unaware of the fact that the town of Loquillo apparently has plenty of condominiums where people can frolic on the beach, but not much in the way of hotels. Well, when I pulled up to the Hyatt and it said valet parking $25, I knew that was a bad sign. So fortunately, I'm able to speak Spanish well enough to pull over the gate and just ask the guy, amigo, is there a more simple place around here to stay for the night? He says, you want just something maybe like, what, $25 a night? Is that okay for you? I'm like, oh, sure. So he directs me back down the highway, three stoplights, to turn left, to go up the road. There'll be a couple of hotels. He wasn't sure about one, he said, but the one I wanted was the, you know, XYZ, whatever it was. I thanked him, went back onto the highway, and followed his instructions. I found his hotel. I pulled in, and a man came out to meet my car. I said, where's the office? He said, it's all right. Like, I'm the office. So, well, what's the deal? Well, you want a place tonight? Yeah. Just you? Yeah. Okay. He looks around. How about that one? Points to a place with a, you know, garage door that opened up. I pay him the $25. I pull in. He immediately shuts the garage door behind me. I walk in to observe a bed in a room with a mirrored ceiling and mirrored walls and a bathroom, and that's it. And it was pretty clear to me what sort of hotel I'd stumbled into. And now I knew why the question, just you? Well, anyway, I got a very bad night's sleep. I had a sleeping bag liner that I brought along, which is a cotton sheet that you can use inside of a sleeping bag that I thought gave me one layer of protection between that and potential venereal diseases. It wasn't that bad. But certainly this was the kind of hotel where people take their mistress, their girlfriend, their whatever, and they buy a block of time, 8 hours it turned out, to fulfill their needs and desires before resuming life as it normally is. Well, I didn't sleep that well. I got up in the morning. I was still jet-lagged, whatever. I just got up and went out to go find my way up to the rainforest, which was reasonably nice. While there, I met an American after my own heart, someone who at age 30 had decided that she didn't necessarily want to continue being a hairdresser. She actually was a former University of Texas student, a graduate in the Department of Public Relations, who decided that she could make more money doing hair. She was doing very well at it, but decided this was not fulfilling. She sold her house. She put her business aside, decided to take off for a year. She was quite nervous. She was just beginning her trip around wherever, the world perhaps, and had been reassured by everybody she knew that she was crazy and was doing the wrong thing. So I made every effort to assure her that I had done the same thing many years before. It was the best thing I did in my life. I was still stuck for what to do for an encore. No, she had not made the wrong decision. She'd done something quite wonderful, was going to have an adventure to fall back on for the rest of her life. And I think she was glad to hear that. Now, I'm somewhat envious of her being able to go out and have these adventures I know more than she does, even, I think, the kind of adventures that lay in front of her. I gave her a lot of encouragement. It is my hope that through the miracle of electronic communications, computers, and email, that we may be able to enlist her as our foreign correspondent traveling the world, seeing what is going on out there for Radio Parallax. I don't know whether I'll be able to pull this off, but I lobbied her for this, and I will continue to lobby her now that I'm back home, and I think she'd be a wonderful addition to the show. We'll see if we can pull it off. Now, on day 3 in Puerto Rico, I wanted to hook up with Liat Airlines, which can fly you around the Caribbean with basically a pass for several hundred dollars that'll allow you to make unlimited flights on a set itinerary that you have to tell them. But I discovered that the travel agents on Sunday weren't able to help me. The line was busy. I went to the airport to make it happen, and the travel agent there was very disturbed with my apparently intruding upon his serious comic book reading. He wasn't able to help me, but he did direct me over to the Liat Airlines booth. When I finally went up to them to ask them about the Liat Pass, they said, "I'm sorry, our computer's down." So while driving the rental car across the north of Puerto Rico out to the Arecibo Radio Observatory, which is the one attraction in Puerto Rico besides the rainforest I thought I really wanted to take in, I was able to make phone contact. Luckily, I'd worked out in my head and written out a tentative itinerary, and when I finally made contact, I pulled over and, over the phone, set out the itinerary, which unfortunately they didn't get right, but I'll come to that a little bit later. And when I say later, I mean probably in next week's show, because we are running up against the clock on this program, so I'm going to finish up just with my visit to Puerto Rico on today's program. I managed to get an itinerary set up with Liat, and I would be flying out the next day at noon, which left me the remainder of the afternoon and the evening to spend in western and northern Puerto Rico. I got to the observatory, the famed Arecibo radio observatory, in time to get in, look around. Very interesting place run by Cornell University, great exhibits, and we're able to look around at the place that discovered quasars back in the 1960s. A very powerful listening post to deep space. All in all, an interesting little excursion, but they closed about 5:30 and it was time to go up and drive around a bit in the interior. At least that's what I thought would be a reasonable thing to do. It was. The road was excellent. I got up into what was the largest town there in northwest Puerto Rico, set out to find me a hotel. This turned out to be much more difficult than I anticipated. There seemed to be no tourist hotels anywhere until I encountered one that said, the El Lago, with a sign that said 1 mile and an arrow pointing left. I drove into town, took the main road, couldn't find the hotel. Double backed, took the secondary road, couldn't find the hotel. Went back to the sign, verified that's what it said, drove past it in case they meant, you know, just forget the left arrow and drive past us. That didn't work. Finally, I drove back into town and asked guys who were painting a car in an auto body shop, what's the deal with the hotel? It says 1 mile, and it points to the left. They conversed among themselves in Espanol, which I understood. Heard them saying things like, well, it'd be about 45 minutes. I'm thinking, what are you talking? So they told me, well, it's about 25 minutes down the road. The other guy's going, well, it's going to take him 45. 25 for us, we know where we're going. Turned out it was indeed about a 25-minute journey to finally found the one hotel I could seem to find in the interior. When I got there, about 7 o'clock, I observed that surely there was a branch in the road where it was 1 mile to the hotel to the left, and it, I believe what they did was move the sign to a more favorable location for highway traffic and simply neglect to change the content of the sign to reflect geographical realities. Now, when I pull into this hotel, I notice a startling resemblance in the basic lay of the land to the hotel I'd been in 2 nights before out in Loquillo. Yes, it was $20 for an 8-hour block. There were little garage doors that could be pulled down around your car. And again, mirrors on the ceiling and mirrors on the walls. So I bought myself an 8-hour block, went in, got out my sleeping bag liner and tried to get some sleep. Now, it turned out that everybody in Puerto Rico, before they want to have their little assignation with their mistress, apparently feels the need to verify that their car alarm is in functioning order before going into the hotel. So I was treated to a cacophony of car alarms throughout the evening, but I was finally so sleepy that I was in the deepest of deep sleeps when the phone rang at 3:15 a.m., and I was informed that it was time to vacate my habitación at 3:15 because my 8 hours was up. I fished into my wallet, grabbed a $20 bill, stalked out into the courtyard, went back to her little office, dropped the 20 in her lap and said, I'd like 8 more hours, and went back to sleep. No, they couldn't spot me 3 more hours in the morning. If you were going to buy an 8-hour block, it was time to buy a second one. I almost didn't make it back to the airport the next day because of the incredibly poorly marked highways in Puerto Rico, but I was able to make it and begin what really was the the real trip into the rest of the islands in the Caribbean, which I'm flat out of time and can't tell you about. But never fear, we'll pick up where we left off with this story next week. I'm your host, Douglas Everett. My sound engineer is Mr. Edward McMillan. This is KDVS 90.3 FM, and you've been listening to Radio Parallax. We'll see you next week, Thursday at 5 o'clock. Stay tuned now for Todd Urich and his Hometown Atrocities, a most eclectic assortment of music for your listening pleasure. We'll see you.
Come work is yours in America. Knock on the door in America. Wall to wall, road in America.